Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on April 18 regarding Rebecca Ann, A-N-N-E, Wood, W-O-O-D. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Wood as described in my reports of 11-12-20 and 12-10-20. It was evident at that time that the petitioner had a history of prior right knee injuries before 6-1-19 that led to several surgeries. Period. After the subject event of 6-1-19, however, she did not offer contemporaneous complaints involving her right knee. But in fact, it was not until she was seen on 7-2, scratch that, until she was seen on 12-12-19 by Dr. Salvo, over 6 months after the alleged work-related accident. Prior to complaint, she was dealing with right knee pain for approximately 2 months. Prior to, she did not assert that she injured her knee in the work accident. Prior to, however, Dr. Salvo ascertained she had an ACL reconstruction 8 years prior with autograft patellar tendon and that her past medical history included 4 total knee surgeries, 2 meniscus surgeries, and 2 ACL surgeries. Dr. Salvo had her undergo an MRI of the right knee, but did not opine as to causation. The petitioner then underwent unauthorized right knee arthroscopy with partial medial meniscectomy on 1-8-20. You have informed me that the respondent authorized no treatment in relation to the right knee, as it was never alleged, and the petitioner made no right knee complaints until 6 months after the alleged accident. All treatment she underwent was unauthorized, and her attorney was not even aware of her right knee treatment until over 2 years after the alleged accident. New paragraph. Findings and conclusions. It is now clear that Ms. Wood did not actually injure her right knee at work on 6-1-19. Period. Had she done so, there would have been immediate or prompt symptoms after sustained trauma. Period. However, this was not the case. She did have such circumstances relative to her right hip and left knee. It is also now evident that Ms. Wood had not only had several right knee surgeries in the past, but without an interval injury to the knee on 6-1-19, the pathology of that knee continued and or progressed independent of that event. Accordingly, at this point, I must conclude that none of my previous assessment of the right leg is attributable to the subject event. Accordingly, I would offer 12.5% permanent partial disability of the right knee without regard to cause. This is entirely attributable to her pre-existing knee condition that was not permanently aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by the event of 6-1-19. At her postoperative visit with Dr. Salvo on 2-6-20, she stated her right knee was doing great. And that is the end.